For more than 30 years, Michael Spielman has been on the front lines dealing with drug abuse in Sonoma County. First as a client himself of the Drug Abuse Alternative Center, then a counselor there, and for the past 2 decades as the Santa Rosa-based nonprofit's executive director. Through that time, he says, the number one problem drug has remained constant.
Alcohol is definitely the number one drug that causes the most problems. Almost everyone we see has alcohol as a secondary problem or a tertiary problem.
Alcohol is also one of the hardest habits to kick, he adds. Among illegal drugs, the biggest problem is not cocaine or even heroin, but another near constant.
Methamphetamine was probably the number one drug in Sonoma County, even back in the 79-80s. By the 90s, it certainly was number one. But getting close, a close second, is prescription drug abuse, and we're seeing it among the younger age group, the 18 to 25-year-olds. Problem with prescription drugs is they tend to be very expensive, and what we're going to see is a big upswing back again with heroin.
One big change that Spielman has observed over his career is the widespread use of antidepressants to aid in treatment.
Probably 30 to 40% of our clients are on antidepressants because there's been a big recognition that there's a lot of what's called co-occurring disorder, people that have a mental illness as well as a drug and alcohol problem.
The percentage of the area's population that develops drug abuse problems has remained constant, but the raw numbers are growing proportionate to the population itself, Spielman observes, and the resources available to treat those problems have contracted.
At any one time in DAGS programs, we've got about 700 people in various treatment programs. Our success rates are good. People clean up and get better. But there's never been enough money for drug treatment, and times have never been tougher. And the demand is as big as it's ever been as the population has grown.
Consequently, he says, there are now longer waiting times for most of the remaining treatment programs.
When I walked into the Drug Abuse Alternative Center in November 78, and I said, I think I have a problem, they said, okay, well, come in tomorrow, and we got a bed for you. Nowadays, people walking in off the street, they're having to wait 4 to 6 weeks to get into a 31-day program, not a 10-month program like I went through.
The Drug Abuse Alternative Center, or DAC, currently has 134 beds for inpatient treatment, but only about 15 are open for walk-in clients. Most of the rest are funded by and set aside for criminal justice needs. But even convicted felons who are sentenced to treatment often have to wait for an opening. That delay may carry them through the physical withdrawal stage, but Spielman says there's much more to getting clean to stay.
A lot of the people that are coming from jail, they may be detoxed from their physical part of it, but the criminal thinking is still there. That criminal thinking is often a big part of what you have to address when you address the addiction lifestyle. Basically, what we're asking people to do is change everything in their life, change their friends, find a different kind of work. Most addicts can afford it by either dealing, stealing, or prostituting themselves.
Michael Spielman will offer his annual update on the agency and its work at their Turning Lives Around community breakfast tomorrow morning. But this will be his last such presentation. He's planning to retire next summer. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.